So Newsweek reports that for years, for decades, Congress has had a taxpayer-funded system for settling workplace disputes, including sexual harassment. And this was created under the Congressional Accountability Act of 1995. Such disputes have been handled by the Office of Congressional Workplace Rights, with settlements paid from the U.S. Treasury, at least up until 2018. The names of the lawmakers involved in these disputes are rarely ever disclosed. So there's a mountain of confidential information related to these disputes ranging from the late 90s all the way up to the end of the 2010s. And Newsweek went on to report that critics have argued that this system protects members of Congress from accountability and that taxpayer funds should not be secretly used to resolve complaints concerning individual lawmakers. And according to data from the office that handles these complaints, they've paid out over $18 million from taxpayer funds to settle nearly 300 disputes related to issues like pay, discrimination, harassment, and other issues.